Welcome back to All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Rebecca Roberts. Easter Sunday is all about rebirth, and that has a special meaning today at St. Paul's Chapel in New York, across the street from Ground Zero. The organ was played there during a service for the first time since September 11, 2001.
I'm Daniel Simons. I'm the priest for pilgrimage here at Trinity Wall Street and St. Paul's Chapel. At 9/11, as you know, everything in Manhattan was, lower Manhattan was covered with a layer of dust, and that happened with this organ too, rendering it unusable. With no organ, we learned to sing better, listening to each other's voices, singing with percussion, piano only, and so in a strange way, the loss of the organ taught us to sing. We decided to launch the organ, which is recently cleaned up, on Easter Day for the symbolic significance. Not just of the organ or St. Paul's, but as one of those wonderful stories that's continued to happen around Ground Zero of restoration and renewal and rebirth, which is at the heart of Easter.
Christians across the country celebrated their holiest day of the year. Let's take a musical tour of Easter in America.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia,
This is the Lone Star Cowboy Church in Red Oak, Texas. And before that, we heard from St. Catherine of Siena Catholic Church in Phoenix, Arizona, and two services here in Washington, D.C., at the National Cathedral and the Metropolitan AME Church.